This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Three children and three adults have been killed by a heavily armed attacker at a school in the US city of Nashville. The children were 8 and 9 year old pupils. Police said the suspect was a 28-year-old woman named Audrey Hale, a former student at the privately run Christian primary school who identified as transgender. President Biden has again urged Congress to pass legislation banning assault rifles. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
The president is putting pressure and requesting that Congress pass more laws, but much tougher laws than have previously been passed, to specifically ban assault weapons, military-style weapons. Now, there was some bipartisan legislation passed last year in Congress that so many people here say just doesn't go far enough. But the president, once before and over many decades of his career as a politician, he has been demanding that Congress make more significant moves in terms of banning assault weapons.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has postponed a controversial judicial reform bill which has provoked months of mass protests and a general strike. Mr. Netanyahu said the delay until the next session of Parliament would enable dialogue and avoid civil war. But protesters said they would continue to demonstrate until the planned changes were scrapped entirely. The BBC's Anna Foster is in Jerusalem.
What the demonstrators wanted was a wholesale scrapping of this legislation. A pause, a halt, a freeze, whatever you may call it, was not what they had in mind. Now, Israeli opposition leaders have said that they will take this period of time to engage in fresh dialogue, that they will speak to Benjamin Netanyahu about this. What we don't know is what is likely to change in that time. We haven't been given any detail of that just yet. All we know is that this timeline has been extended for a few weeks at least.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia's ongoing control of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant poses a serious challenge to the world's nuclear energy sector. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky said that the threat to world safety would continue to increase as long as Russia occupied the site.
No other terrorist has reached such cynical depths, yet Russia constantly seeks and finds a new low. Holding a nuclear power plant hostage for more than a year is the worst thing that has happened in the history of the European and the global nuclear energy sector. The longer the Russian occupation of the power plant continues, the greater will be the threat to the security of Ukraine, the whole of Europe and the world.
Earlier, he met the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog in the city of Zaporizhia, close to the nuclear plant. World news from the BBC. The United Nations has warned that the war in Ukraine has left about 30% of its territory contaminated. Asako Okai of the UN Development Programme described it as one of the world's largest minefields. She estimated that 180,000 square kilometres needed to be cleared of mines, with some 10 million people at risk. Family members of a prominent education campaigner, Mathieu Laweza, said that he has been arrested in the capital, Kabul. It's not immediately clear why he's been taken into custody. Mr. Laweza, the founder of a campaign group, the Pen Path, has worked with tribal elders across Afghanistan to reopen schools and libraries. With more details, here's our South Asia editor, Anbarasan Etirajan.
The 30-year-old Mathieu Laweza is a well-known activist who calls education an Islamic right. He has continued to campaign for girls' right to education despite receiving threats. Mr. Laweza founded the Pen Path in 2009, and since then, the charity has provided education opportunities to tens of thousands of girls and opened around 40 libraries. A day before his arrest, Mr. Laweza tweeted a picture of a group of women who volunteer for the Pen Path protesting for the right to education for girls and women.
Hundreds of Venezuelan teachers and other public sector workers have demonstrated in the capital, Caracas, to demand a pay rise and better working conditions. Union leaders say their salaries have been corroded by an inflation rate of more than 200% a year, one of the highest rates in the world. The authorities in Ecuador say at least 7 people have died and 46 others are missing following a landslide triggered by heavy rains in the country's Andean region. Aerial pictures posted online show a vast area of the mountain town of Alausi buried under more than 10 metres of mud and rubble. BBC News.